The state of Kentucky has a long tradition of the storytelling art. With a mixture of the styles of Daniel Boone, Happy Chandler, and Alban Barkley, Senator Thurston B. Morton, former Republican National Chairman, frequently becomes a raconteur.
Shortly after the Eisenhower administration took over in 1953, my colleague, John Sherman Cooper, had an interesting letter from an old fellow in the mountains of Kentucky who hadn't had the benefit of a very extensive education. In fact, I assume that he'd gotten through the fourth grade. The letter was written, obviously, with a stubby pencil and with some difficulty. It went something like this: Dear John, as you know, I have for 25 years supported you. I fit with you when you won, I fit with you when you lost. I fit with you in primary, I fit with you in election. I've carried my precinct for you every time you've run, and I've never asked anything of you. Now, John, I got to ask you a favor. I'm down and out. I need a job. I know what the job is. I know it's vacant. I know I'm qualified for it, and I know you can get it for me. It's called Ambassador to the Court of St. James. Well, of course, John Cooper did what any senator would have done. He sent the letter down to me at the State Department for a suggested reply. I happened to be then working for Mr. Dulles. And I sent it back to him with the brief comment that this was a political and not a diplomatic matter. I suggested that he answer it himself, and I requested a copy of his answer, which in due time I got. And it went something like this: Dear Pete, I got your letter. I'm giving it the most serious thought. I'm really rather hopeful that you'll reconsider. Let me point out to you that the climate in London is cold and damp, and it's foggy, and it's miserable. I know your wife hasn't been well lately. I don't think you dare expose her to that climate. Furthermore, they talk English over there, but it's a peculiar sort of English. I don't think you could understand them, and I know full well they couldn't understand you. And finally, you're called upon to go to all these state occasions, the Battle of Trafalgar, the Queen's Birthday, all these celebrations. You're required to wear knee breeches and silk stockings on these occasions, and those old gnarly mountain legs of yours wouldn't look too well in that outfit. Won't you reconsider? In the next day's mail, John got a letter back. Senator Cooper got a letter back from Pete, said, Dear John, I got your letter. I agree with you 100%. You make me postmaster a dog holler, and you can call this correspondence closed.